It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us via phone for our regular COVID-19 update is Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we got a lot of things to talk about, you know, the local health order number 16, and, you know, sad to hear about the passing of someone from Metal Ark Hills. That's five deaths now in Riley County. And tell us a little bit about the situation with this patient.
Yeah, well, our hearts definitely go out to his family. Our thoughts are with him at this time. That does make for five deaths here in the county. That individual was a resident of Metal Ark, 80-year-old male. And again, our hearts and thoughts are with his family at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what was the wing at Metal Ark Hills where this exposure was a problem?
Yeah, so there was just one wing that we tested all the individuals. And the good news is that we did test them once and then again about a week later. And we did not have any other confirmed positives other than the eight, of course, that we had, and we were able to call that an outbreak.
Some good news there. Let's talk a little bit about numbers in Riley County. And here, again, it seems to be somewhat stabilized. Keeping our fingers crossed.
Yes, certainly has. We are at 446 confirmed positives, and out of those, 104 are considered active cases. We have had 337 recover. We did add the additional death to put us at five deaths total here for the county. We currently have four COVID positive patients in the hospital at this time. And we're going to monitor that situation, of course, like we always do. I actually just had a conversation with Jennifer from the hospital. She's going to give us another number maybe this morning. That was from yesterday, that for those four positive patients. Luckily, we don't have any of those on ventilators. We currently have 162 tests pending, and we've had over 4,000 negative tests in the county so far.
Okay. All right. Well, local health order number 16 is getting some kickback. There's some folks not happy about some of the aspects of local health order number 16, but let's recap some of the highlights of the order.
Sure. So one of the biggest differences is that this does not have an end date. However, it can be amended or rescinded at any time. That will just depend on what is going on in the situation. Of course, we'll let the data drive our decisions with that. Another big difference, of course, is that all restaurants and bars are limited to seating areas only, so no congregating around the bar and no dance floors.
No dance floors. Okay. I know that there's been some discussion with the Riley County Commission, and that's likely to continue for some time. Let's talk about the impact of your order about venues of more than 2,000 people. And, of course, I think a lot of people are concerned about Bill Snyder Family Stadium coming up September 5th. How does that come into play?
Yeah, so we are actually going to have a conversation with K-State on Monday. So Gene Taylor will be involved in that conversation and just looking at how this might be able to go on in a safe manner, you know, making sure that they have all safeguards in place and looking at some different options other than having a full stadium, of course. I don't think that's going to happen at this time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll just have to look at that and see what that conversation has in store on Monday.
I get the impression that they're kind of looking at a lot of different scenarios depending on what the status of COVID locally is when it comes to the season.
Yeah, the situation calls for flexibility, definitely.
It's very fluid, as are a lot of things around here. Well, you know, that there continues to be efforts across the, you know, obviously all across the nation, and personal hygiene, taking care of yourself and you know, hand sanitizer, washing your hands. These are the same simple measures and, of course, wearing masks that have been recommended since the very beginning.
Yes, absolutely. We want to continue doing those things. We know that our students are coming back to K-State, and we're wanting to get our K-12 students started in school as well. And we want them to have a good school year and not have to go to any of our contingency plans. So here as a community, we need to keep doing the things that we've always been doing, or that we should have always been doing. Social distancing, wearing a mask when you're out, washing your hands as often as possible, keeping that hand sanitizer around, and also avoiding large crowds.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening also with local health order number 16. You have a form, and it's an online form for folks that if they have an event that's coming up, and there are a lot of events that are still in the works, you know, leading up to schools coming back in play, you know, sports activities, you know, there's some theatrical productions that are starting to kick back up. But this form, tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to ascertain from folks that are filling out this form.
Yeah, so we knew those events were already happening. You know, if you look at the definition of mass gathering, that is any planned or spontaneous event in which you cannot maintain 6 feet of social distancing. So if you can social distance, of course you can have those events. So we knew they were already happening, and a lot of people were already reaching out to me to make sure that they had all the right safeguards in place before they had this event. But we just wanted that on record and wanted everyone to fill out this request form so that we could help guide them and make the right decisions in organizing events like this.
Speaking of events, I came across an event, and I think that this is kind of interesting, where at the entrance, they are providing wristbands, green, yellow, and red wristbands for people that are attending. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Basically, when you walk in the door, you can pick up a wristband that tells, that is an indicates how receptive you are to people approaching you. So if you wear a green wristband, people are, you know, you're inviting close contact. If you're wearing a yellow wristband, you know, you're doing some social distancing, but probably fist pounding and not hugging. And if you're wearing a red wristband, then don't come close.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was kind of a neat little thing that, you know, some event planners, you know, are beginning to look at these types of situations.
Yeah, there's a lot of creativity that goes into organizing these events.
That's kidding. Yeah, it's just like a stoplight. Huh.
Yeah.
Imagine how that works. Anything else you'd like to share with us today, Julie?
Just wish everyone a happy weekend and safe weekend. Remember to keep wearing your mask, avoid those large crowds, and continue to make those good decisions.
And I bet you're probably encouraged that when you walk into a store, you're seeing everybody, almost everybody, wearing a mask.
Yes, that's very encouraging. Every store that I've been in, every restaurant, it's encouraging to see that.
Julie Gibbs, we'll talk to you again Monday morning. Have a good weekend, and hopefully we have some continued stability in our numbers.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
710 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast is coming up next.